What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm John Keyes at Owl Spirits and Wine. We're here for Closed on Sundays in beautiful BFE Reform, Alabama. This first song is called Salad Days.
You're my Salad Days, you're my spark bird, you're my Willie Pizza if I stood up. And walk right into my heart. You're my baby girl, you're my honky words, you're my sip of potion, my call just lined out singing your church bells. You're my front pocket fountain, my sweet tooth, you're my magic smoke, my inner car too.
Another couple for you. The song's called Catahoula. Just a song about trying to learn to love yourself. Change my capo. His last song is called Gazebo.
God ain't know I've ball game is a boatyard said. My fear arose precisely. Who I say I am don't exist. Truth is I'm a desert isle, exile a postmodern gospel. Welcoming plank, ask any of these other ghosts. Take these old planks that I've been on, loving the straight and narrow. It is one way to look good, but it ain't real, honey. There ain't too much good left in me.
Not bad. Let's go ahead and get rolling.
Cool.
Get it on tape. I've had
local people, and I've got two more shows lined up. Like December 14th is the last show that I have lined up for this year, and there are great local musicians.
There's a bunch of us, yeah.
And I mean, just like local to this town.
Reform.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know if you ever got to meet Jim, but he was a fiddle player. He used to come out to the open mics.
Maybe not.
He's here.
Okay.
He would always play with like Wes or Brad Sims, but he's here. His wife is here. She plays a mean mandolin. And so, like, what I was thinking, like, by the time December 14th is here, 2 weeks, man. Christmas is going to be rolling around. What if we just invited a bunch of people and we just had a big old
jam? I think that would be great. It'd be really fun.
But
especially all these old heads who are here. I mean, you said there was never anything here. No musical outlet, no band program, nothing.
No.
That all these old heads have just been in the crock pot for 40 years, never had the opportunity.
Well, I mean, I had one guy come in, and I'll have musicians come in through the week, and I always try to get their information. And, you know, like, they're anywhere from original songwriters to they play cover bands. And I've heard of them. I know they've been doing it for years. I mean, it's must be somewhat successful for them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't even ask about playing the Close on Sundays. They were like, they're more interested in like meeting who's coming through.
Hell yeah.
And I almost see that as I'm really happy about like who I've invited to come play it. But I think like if you are a musician, like the breadth and how diverse a lot of the players I've had come through, mm-hmm. I mean, it might kind of open your eyes and like maybe change the way that you kind of think and construct things in your mind.
Yeah.
When you approach a song.
And change your perception of what people around here are doing.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, like when I was advertising your show, like they was like, well, who's coming this coming Sunday? I said, this good friend of mine, John Keys, I call him the Heart of Mantachie.
Mm.
I was like, Mantachie, what's that? And I was like, it's just outside of Tupelo.
Mm.
And the first time I ever heard him play, I was like, I've never heard anything like that.
Mm.
I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying there's nothing like
no.
it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I happen to like it. But I guarantee you, if you come to the show, you'll never hear anything like this.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
That's really awesome to say. That's a cool thing to hear, man.
Yeah, man. But, shit. And I was kind of thinking, and I don't know if you wrote your set list down, but I was kind of thinking maybe, depending on the crowd, you could kind of do what you did over there in Oxford that day. Just pass the set list around. You see a song title.
Oh, yeah.
If you see something that kind of catches your eye.
Yeah, we'll do that one.
Call
it. Yeah, I'll do that. That'd be cool. I like a little audience participation like that.
Yeah, man. And I'll tell you, which Rosie and they're good friends, but each show has been so diverse and so different, but no one has quite owned this room like Ksenia.
Really? She did a good job?
Yeah, and if you'd like to go back, that was early Grace Davis. She, you can watch her three-song set, but she printed out lyrics to a couple of her songs.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was like she was putting on a little church service in here.
Awesome.
You know?
Awesome. Like, own the room.
She made speakers, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're still floating That's around.
Sick. Cool.
Spirits and music this day.
Mm. Cool.
I wish I would have seen it if you missed it.
Mm.
And then I saw it.
Yeah.
But the I saw it were free. You had to pay $5 if you didn't see it.
Mm.
You gotta pay to play.
You did a little bit. A little bit.
Well, guys, welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. I got John Keys. He hadn't been on since the show upgrades. Last time we did it off a field recorder in my truck. And we were talking about car crashes.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, I'm happy to have you here at the store. I was wanting you to come check the place out, and what better way to come see it than come play it?
Dude, I'm happy to be invited. Yeah, it's nice to be here with you today.
Yeah, and I do have my baseball mitt. I know it's a little messy out there, but if we have a little time, I'd like to play.
I played in worse.
Yeah.
I played in worse. We got extra balls. I brought some. Anybody wants to come play catch, you holler at me.
I'm telling you. We had this big old like David sunflower seed bucket,
mm-hmm.
full of baseballs, and we would go out on a day like today, me, my brother, and my dad,
mm.
and we would play with those balls until they were just absolutely waterlogged.
They get soggy. Swollen. Yeah, yeah.
And my brother is pitching, and I'm batting. There's nothing worse than hitting a waterlogged ball. And then also, there's nothing worse than getting hit by a waterlogged
yeah.
ball. It wails.
It's like a medicine ball.
Yeah.
Is it heavy?
But, dude, man, what have you been up to? What has been good?
Man, I got a job at this music shop. So all day long, man, I just, like, fix guitars and talk to people about guitars and play. And then there's this old cat that works there, Johnny Wigington, man. He played on the morning show for an age. And he had a couple strokes. So he can't really play like he used to. He used to be a monster. But now his way, or as I perceive it, his way of, like, staying in the game is, like, you look like you're keen to learn. Let me show you this trick. So I've been just stealing secrets, man. It's been great.
Leaps and bounds since the last time I heard you play live.
Really?
And I don't know if that's because of Jimmy or what, but you're a lot better.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But working at a music shop, I know you're not really one to listen to other people's music. Does it ever kind of drive you crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. The guy I work with most is, he loves Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And I don't.
God damn, that's all I hear all day long. And I'm happy for him to have that outlet to really, you know, deep dive. But, bro.
Enough is enough.
It's enough is enough, man. Let's get you something else. And then I recently got word that starting December 1st, the owner really loves to play jazz Christmas music. So I'm going to be in a bad mood for the next month.
I'm glad I caught you there.
Yeah, you got me at a good time.
It starts tomorrow.
Yeah, you got me at a good time.
Man, my radio went out on my truck almost 3 years ago.
Mm.
And granted, I don't get a lot of passengers anymore, especially when they find out that I don't have a radio.
Yeah.
But, you know, their first time riding the truck, we're about 5 minutes down the road, and they were like, "You going to put something on?"
I wish I could.
I tell them, I was like, even if my radio worked, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
It's like, really, you ride listening to the road?
Yeah.
Well, if I wasn't doing that, I'd probably be like listening to an audiobook.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't listen to music. As crazy as you are about music, you're not going to listen to music. I don't listen to music in the car.
Mm.
I used to.
Yeah.
I don't really enjoy it like that anymore.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know, man, you can be of two minds.
And I've...
I wouldn't think, like, if you really think that art, or that music is art, that you would want to consume it 24/7. It would be like a special thing. You sit down with it.
Well, I mean, that is the way that I've been, like, and I can't wait till football season is over. I'm going to bring my record player and my records down here. And, I mean, that's the way that I like listening to my favorite musicians.
Cover
my
to cover.
Songwriter. Like, I want to listen to your album the way that you intended it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start song one on side A. I'm going to work the needle all the way through.
Yeah.
Then we'll turn it over and we're going to go all the way through. Now, whether I'm here in the store by myself or if, you know, I had somebody come in and maybe they mentioned something and I was like, you would probably like this.
Yeah. Let me flip through my records and mm-hmm. see. Yeah.
This will suit you. And, like, really start honing in the, it's Al Spirits and Music. Like, let's hone in on what makes this music.
Yeah. It's not just on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of which, I want to get some pews.
Incredible.
Wouldn't that be
You're talking about painting, you know, doing a deco. Let's get some pews in here.
And the smaller ones, you know, that'll probably hold about 3 or 4 asses and kind of build an aisle.
Yeah.
And then, like, just really mark it up because, like, I've had people, kind of locals, kind of say that kind of thing. It's like, closed on Sundays and you do a kind of like church, huh? I was like, well, we fall right in between two church services. So mm-hmm. if you wanted a third one, come and
swing
get
swing by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come catch the spirit at Owl Spirits and Music.
Well, dude, so like that Jimmy Cat you was telling me about.
Johnny.
Sorry about that, Johnny. But he reminds me of a cat, Charlie Parr.
Mm.
Charlie Parr is an older guy, and it's been years ago now, but he had some health issues, and it might have been, I know he had at least one stroke, it may have been two, but he was a hell of a guitar player, and when he come out of that stroke, he couldn't remember, nor could he make the shapes anymore.
Yeah, it stole from him.
And he had to relearn.
Yeah.
And when he relearned, it was like, yeah, this is still Charlie Parr, but Charlie Parr can't even play his own songs anymore.
Yeah, but you have a side A and a side B.
And now you're on side B.
And now you're on side B, yeah.
And, like, if he plays his old songs, he doesn't know how to play them like that anymore. But I like his new style.
Yeah. And, there's something about that where you get some kind of setback, and however you decide to handle it, you keep going. Like, if you play music, your music will change. If you painted, your painting would change. It's real good and autobiographical and real.
Absolutely. I was thinking about that. Just not only with music, but with art, too. And I know, like, if I were to take, like, a Joe McGowan or someone who definitely has, like, a style, and I would almost was like, you could line up 100 artists' work, and I would be able to pick a Joe McGowan piece out.
That's
now, is every one of his pieces the same? No. But he has it's just some kind of a psychedelic, like, it looks like he just lives and breathes, and the moment he wakes up, he's on acid.
Mm.
Just the way that he's perceiving the world.
Yeah.
And, but even with music, is like, if I were to hear, like, if I didn't know that you were playing and I was walking up to the door and I could hear your guitar, I would know exactly who that was.
Yeah.
Although your sound is evolving, it is changing. It's like, but nobody really does it that way.
And you, that's, I think that's the nicest compliment to hear, even if you didn't mean it like that. But that's the nicest compliment you can hear or give, is that you have a signature.
Yeah.
And I can hear it. You know, even if your style changes or whatever, that sounds like you is a beautiful thing to hear.
Shit, it's true, man. You know, well, man, I like just outside the store. And the job, man, what else? You been getting any creeks lately?
No, I haven't. Man, we've been in a drought. And then now it's hard to hunt because leaves are everywhere. And there's only so many times you can get joked with a red jasper-colored leaf and bend over and get it, and it's a leaf, you know, not a rock. You got to have a real gully washer to knock all those leaves off and then see what's under there. So winter's hard to hunt. You can go in the dead of winter after all those leaves are gone, or you can just catch a real good rain and go then. But I haven't really been. Mostly what I do is play music, and recently read through, like a fiend, Dungeon Crawler Carl. Have you read that?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's
Dungeon Crawler Carl.
Yeah, Dungeon Crawler Carl. It's like this 8-book right now. 8-book series. I don't think this is a spoiler, but like, it begins, it's winter in some northern place, and this guy is just alone in his apartment with his girlfriend's cat, and the cat climbs out the window because he's trying to smoke. It's cold outside, he don't want to go out, so the window's open, he's smoking, the cat jumps out the window to like an adjacent tree, and then he's like, it's late at night, he's like, Donut, get the come back in here.
You know better than that.
And he has to run downstairs in like his girlfriend's like bathroom slippers and this leather jacket to try to coax this cat down. And while he's doing that, the entire world flattens. It collapses. All the buildings, everything. Everybody's dead. If you were outside, you're cool. But if you were inside, every building is flattened. And then across this like barren landscape, these illuminated stairwells open up, and it's cold. And so this cat like runs down the stairwell, and he chases after it, and then once you're in, you're locked in and you're in a dungeon. It's funny, bro. It's scary. You read it like you're trying to breathe. It's good.
I want to say I was watching the new season of Stranger Things, and I think the guy pulled out a figurine that was representative of that book series.
It may be.
I think it's the little awesome figurine was Carl the Cave Dweller.
It may
so, and I think they made reference to that.
Full send recommendation.
I have been, since we got this place, we did the music series, I've been flirting with like kind of doing like, I wanted to come up with some kind of a TV, kind of, not really, it would be probably like YouTube, like 3 to 5 minute episodes we would do. I was going to call it Bottles.
Mm.
And dude, some of the stories and some of the people that have walked through the store, and I am not making fun of them by any stretch, but I have heard tales that you couldn't never imagine in if you spent all your time reading.
Mm.
Horrific, hilarious.
You can't make like, it up.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it every day.
Yeah, and Reform Alabama could have a soft white underbelly.
It definitely
does. You could come in and do 5-minute shorts of people's life story.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I was thinking too, and like almost like kind of gauge it and like build an overarching story with that is almost like a Larry David when it was, whether it was Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm, is always like Larry's way of like approaching television characters.
Mm-hmm.
This is not like Hugs and self-improvement. No, these are broken people who are not really interested in fixing themselves.
Yeah.
They're real.
Yeah.
And they know their flaws, but they don't mind.
But this is the way it is.
Yeah, this is how it is. Exactly. And I would like to start like putting something together with that just to kind of help build this up some more.
Yeah. Arts and culture.
Mm-hmm. Which is when I started like Porch Talk, and, you know, it was one mic, it's two mics, and now we got a camera, and like I just want to keep growing and building everything, because I think we really have something in this area, and we don't even have to fake it.
Yeah, and this is a positive trajectory, even over the course of like 5 years. First time I played Porch Fest was off the back balcony into the yard, you know? And then you move on, you have like an actual venue, and then you have Porch Talk. And like you said, the last time we caught up in that way was like in your truck, and now you have a store, you have a camera and two mics, and you come every weekend, people come through.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good upward trajectory.
Just trying to keep on growing, man.
Yeah.
And a big part of that, you know, might be more like Johnny, although I know he's had his strokes. I hate to keep going back to him. Mm. I'm not picking on him, but...
I'll show him this. He'll be tickled to hear his name so many times.
Well, good. But, man, I kind of see it that way, too, is I love playing guitar.
Mm.
I love writing songs, and I like playing my songs. But, like, one thing that I've, like, really been, when I journal, when I'm writing, not only about this place, but what I want out of my life in a week's time, in a month's time, in a year's time.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI. Because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
It's like, I want to keep on creating and facilitating things that I wish I had when I really needed something.
When you needed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't wasn't available to me because of, you know, three possibilities. A, I had no idea it existed.
Mm.
B, I didn't know the right person.
Mm.
Or C, it was just out of my reach.
Yeah. And in a lot of ways, it's not, you know, you shouldn't necessarily even have to know the right person. I mean, we have good friends who do a lot for this community, and so it's good to know them. But it shouldn't be that hard for young players or like these older people that we were talking about earlier who are just out here and never had that outlet. It shouldn't be that hard for them to have that drive and then find a place to pursue it. They shouldn't have to hunt or have to know the right person.
And something else that I think is just awesome, and I thought it was this way in Columbus, it's like this, and a lot of communities I spent time in is their heart is in the right place.
Mm. Most people want to do the right thing.
And I've decided, yeah, I agree with that. But I've decided, like, whether it's ever playing with a band again or not, like, the first time someone brings up a five-letter word and it's money, you're out.
Mm.
Like, dude, we ain't doing this. If you thought we were doing this for money, you are mistaken. We're doing it for the art.
Yeah.
What money we make, it's going to go into a bank account, and we're going to invest that into the project that we're doing to make it better. But, like, this is not about, like...
You're not going to make money.
Yeah, we're not getting rich off
you're
this.
Not going to. You might recoup your gas money, and you might get half your grocery tab, you know. But you're not making money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for that. And that's like, a hard lesson to learn. Even if you go tour around and really self-advertise and go after it, you're still not going to come home with a bunch of money. It's not an oil rig. You just get out here and pour.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm just looking at trajectories of, like, people in the area that I've seen that have found success. And a lot of them have found it because of TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's them posting an original song, right place, right time. A lot of that did happen during COVID. Next thing you know, they got one of their songs on a TV commercial or...
Yeah.
A song in a movie, a song on a TV show, and then you have kind of like that multimedia kind of thing going.
And that's great, man.
And I avoid that at all costs. Like, I don't have a TikTok. I do believe, like, if you're someone who is trying to get your art found, whether it's poetry or visual or even music, TikTok is where you should be. Like, that is built for that, I believe.
It's a really good springboard. And I don't fault these kids. I try to steer clear of like the encroaching boomer mentality, you know, that you just kind of grow into, trying not to, but like.
Now I'm already that way. I don't want to learn another app.
Yeah. But like, you know from personal experience, and I know that the economy of original music doesn't exist anymore. And I mean, to an extent, even the economy of like cover bands or live music is dead. You go, regardless of how much you put into it or how much you practiced, how tight it is, it doesn't matter. Maybe you get out of 100 people, 2 or 3 people listen. Maybe you get a $5 tip. And so I can't fault these kids, like whether they've tried it or not. If you go and you try out in front of people and you don't have any of the success, if you could just stay home and get a perfect take and submit it and people appreciate it, I would do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm with you. I don't want to learn another app. I don't want to self-advertise in that way. I don't blame them.
I recently went and caught a friend of mine play at Tuscaloosa, and it's a Friday night. Alabama's going to be hosting the Oklahoma Sooners. They're playing football the following Saturday.
Mm. Big day.
Yeah, and there's a lot of football fans playing the College Strip there in Tuscaloosa, and people are bar hopping, moving place to place. My friend plays original music. Mm. That's it. Now, did these people from Oklahoma have any idea who he is?
No.
And they walk up, and he you can tell what they're wearing. They're wearing their Oklahoma.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Yeah. And, you know, hey, man, after this, would you play me some Luke Bryan? And, you know, Taylor just looked at the guy, and he said, buddy, I'm not trying to be rude, disrespectful, or anything, but read the room.
Yeah.
He said, how long have you been sitting here listening to me play? He said, since you started, about 30 minutes. Mm. He said, what's one thing you've noticed?
Do you recognize any of the songs?
He said,
any of them?
I've never heard any of this. He's like, are you enjoying it? Yeah, I like it.
Great.
And he said, if you want to hear Luke Bryan, I bet any of these other bars around here are probably playing it.
Yeah.
But as for me, I'm playing my songs.
Yeah. This is my time. You can pop on your Spotify Premium into your AirPods and get what you want. But right now, yeah.
And that guy walked back over there to his friend group, and, you know, I don't know if maybe it was his girl or maybe, you know, they talked about it as a group. And I was just kind of reading the lips over there, and he's, well, he don't play Luke Bryan. And they were like, oh, well.
Okay.
Let's
hang out. I liked what he'd been doing.
I like
so
this.
Far. Yeah.
And it's like, how many times, like, and I've seen it happen, like, with my friends, if I'm out supporting a show like that, and someone comes up, Hunter has done it.
Mm-hmm.
And Hunter's such a sweetheart.
I like Hunter a lot.
And somebody will ask for something, and he'll give it, and I was like, no. Everybody else wants you.
Yeah.
Like, don't.
But, man, Hunter in that way, he may have it figured out. He's not going to fight it.
He very well.
He's not going to fight it, you know. He's got it in his catalog, and yeah, I'll give it to you.
But it's like, man, the last show that I played, well, I say show, I was hosting the open mic at Munson's.
Mm, that's a show.
I think so.
Yeah.
I treat it like it is. And I'm opening it up, I'm getting ready to turn it over. I think it was one of the Air Force guys. And I just finished my second song, I'm getting ready to go into the third. And I said, hey, everybody, I'm going to play one more song of mine. And then we're going to bring so-and-so up, and we're going to kick this open mic off, and I hope everybody's enjoying it. This will be my last song. And you know how it is on a stage. You hear everything in the crowd.
Yeah.
And the first thing I hear, like, right after I finish, like, all right, here it goes, I hear, thank God. Mm. And, you know, I just get in the mic, and I was like, well, this guy's really happy about me.
I got two more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I'm playing with him a little bit, and, like, hey. He says something else to his friend. He's like, I didn't think he could hear. I was like, I hear everything, man.
I can hear that whisper, too.
Yeah, I hear everything.
Yeah.
It's like, don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed.
No.
Like, I'm not for everybody.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny that you said it that loud.
Yeah. And I'm going to repeat it.
Yeah.
So everybody can
and
hear it.
I'm going to let you know that I heard it.
Yeah.
And by the way, this next song is for you.
Yeah. This is for you, buddy.
But, yeah, man, it's just... And he would get up later and play.
Mm.
And
Did you expect people to be kind and generous to you when you played? Then why can't you share that with everybody else? Thank God.
I thought about that when he was playing, and I was like, do I return it?
Yeah. That'd be the bigger man. Let him go. Yeah.
Man, that's great. Keep going.
You did a great job. Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, yeah, it's like kind of like what this whole conversation's kind of been about. It's like, man, I've been I'm just trying to learn how to be the best team player I can be and, like, finding my role.
Yeah.
And it's like I know that I'm not the best here to be offered. And it never was about that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can do is I can help facilitate and I can help people along the way if they need a little help.
Yeah, and skill, man, that don't matter in any regard, really. If you can play your cowboy chords and you can sing a little melody on top of it, skill doesn't matter. And especially in terms of being like an elder and trying to give what you didn't have, one thing you can give, regardless of your skill level, is to do it. Because when you do it, maybe there's somebody out there who really wanted to, but they feel empowered by you. They wouldn't have done it otherwise.
That's one reason, like, man, I've been hosting that open mic at Munson's for 4 years.
Mm.
And sometimes I can't be there.
Mm.
And, you know, it's usually a friend of mine, and he'll take over and run it. And sometimes, like, I can't be there for all of it, but I'll pop in toward the end of it.
Yeah.
And, like, just over the years of doing that, I would love for that open mic to be hosted by – I would love to not host it for a year. I would still go and support it and play it and, like, let it be under – hey, we're not open. I can't serve on Sunday.
Appreciate you, brother.
That was better than that. But
lots wrong.
Anyway, yeah, lots are on. But anyway, like, whoever runs it, run it 100% the way you would run it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if I'm there or not. Like, I'm just, like you said, I'm here to support it and I'm here to play it. Because I can't tell you, like, anytime we get somebody who's been a part of the Columbus scene who you haven't seen play out in a while,
mm-hmm.
and they stop by and they play,
mm-hmm.
that means a lot.
Yeah. I'm getting back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got two songs ready.
Yeah. And they're going to get up there and they're going to do two and that's going to be it. And then they're probably going to disappear.
Yeah.
And it's like, what was that? I don't know, but it was cool.
But you got two songs out of them.
Yeah.
And they got to give that. And that's valuable.
Well, man, like, what about with you lately as far as playing out? You've been playing out a lot lately? You kind of been
only if my friends ask me. I don't chase it anymore. For a long time. I was perfectly happy to write and record and send songs to, you know, send them to the boys, send them to my mother, you know, and that was my world. So I'm happy to go back to that, and should a friend ask me to play, I'll play. Right. Almost no questions asked, but I'm not chasing it anymore because I don't like the sensation of being a human radio. I don't like that. So if Ryan asked me or you asked me or whoever, I'm there, but otherwise, no.
I got you. Like, what do you mean by, like, the human radio? What does that mean to you?
I spend a lot of time playing. I mean, that's my principal hobby, and that is my only outlet for creative expression. And so I end up putting a lot of myself into it, and it takes a long time, mostly. Sometimes you just, you know, catch a vein and go, but spend a lot of time making them. Try to make them say something, and then, you know, you just take a mercenary job for $150 and you go, and even if the place is full and you try to corral them and make them listen, whether with an acoustic, you know, you get out, or whether with an electric, you just crank it up, the sensation of looking around the room and nobody's there, even though it's full of people, that's what I mean. The sensation of being a human radio. I don't like that. And I mourn for other nobodies who write and put a considerable amount of effort into it to go and play. I mourn for them because I know that feeling. which is another reason why it's really important to be there for like those open mic nights or like the little shows where, you know, there are 10 or 15 people there for you to show up and to shut up and listen. That is more than tips or more than comments or notoriety, just the gracious act of being there for somebody doing something that they're nervous and afraid of to do but love to do. That is what it's about. And it's hard to get.
That is, like, when it comes to live, and I don't really get that feeling a whole lot with the open mic. It's a little different, and I don't know why it should all feel the same.
Everybody's there to play. So they're there for it.
Yeah.
And there's a considerable component of, like, nervousness. You know, like, oh, I'm just trying to figure this out. While he's still playing, I've got one song left. But they're quiet, and they're present. And
yeah.
Their presence is, you know, open mics don't feel like that.
And I've had it there for while I was chasing it, man, before I finally saw the light. And
yeah. At a certain point, you
knew better.
You know, yeah.
I had gotten into playing like these singer-songwriter rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you would share the stage with
three or four other guys,
yeah. And you just kind of go around the horn. And I remember that ride around, I felt like I was, for whatever reason, and if it had been the next night or the night before, it may not have been that way, but for whatever reason, I was cooking that night.
Mm. Some days are better than others.
Yeah. And I was getting the best of everybody.
Mm.
And it's not like competition like that, but yes, it is.
Yeah. You feel it.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I did good then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you feel it.
And I remember a week later, I'm at another ride around, and I'm the worst in the room.
Mm.
And like,
it's good to feel good and it's good to be humbled. It's good.
And I got both of that.
Those. Yeah, both of those.
Back to back.
Yeah.
And also, man, just good friends, like showing up to listen and hear it and giving honest feedback. And like, after about three or four of those, like, I was the best. I was the worst. I was middle of the pack.
Mm.
Why do I do this?
Yeah. Yeah.
And just critical feedback from friends. It's like, man, kind of like with what you, like, you love it. It's the hobby you spend the most time with.
Mm.
But it don't even look like you enjoy sharing it with other people in public.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't.
Maybe I don't.
Maybe I'll stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
That easy.
Yeah, it's that easy. And then if you have like this, any remaining drive, you can either be particular about the spots you accept, or like a lot of these young musicians, you can just skip off and do videos, see if you can get traction that way, curate a crowd.
I would never care about the online audience, so I don't think.
I don't know, it might be good.
Like, I always thought, like, if it's closed on Sundays, and I know this is other people playing it, but if the music series itself like took off and was just incredibly successful, which, if 25 people watch a video of mine, I find that to be just
incredible. I did great. This was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, that's plenty.
Yeah.
Like,
What is 1,000 likes, dude? 25 people, I probably know those people, and they liked it.
Yeah.
That matters.
Oh, dude, even like with any social media, whether it's Instagram or Facebook, if like posting something, whether it being a total goofball or if it's a picture or whatever else, like, oh, my friend so-and-so gets hundreds of likes, and then I post, and it's crickets.
Yeah.
Well, number one, like, you don't know. You might have had more people actually look at that damn thing.
Yeah.
They just didn't interact with it.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Good. Maybe everybody hates you.
And you don't know, man. 1,000 likes would make me nervous.
Yeah. Well, like, y'all expecting something.
Huh? I couldn't name 1,000 people.
I don't want to.
Mm-mm.
That's one thing about, like, Porch Fest. And I've decided I am going to do it in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to invite you to come play it.
Okay.
I wasn't going to do it.
Mm. You thought it was over?
It was over for me.
Mm.
Like, this past one was the first time that I had done it. And it had been growing a lot each year.
Mm.
And this last time, it had grown up to a point to where it just felt like work.
Yeah.
Like, the musicians that I invited from Kentucky or, you know, from all over the Southeast to come play, I might have had 2 minutes with him.
Mm. And then you got to, I'm over, I got, it was so good to see you, but I've got to go over here and facilitate this. Yeah.
And I got to watch their set, but hell, I wanted to sit down and like break bread with them for a little bit.
Yeah.
Interact with them.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part. And I don't even get to do that.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you had the biggest turnout you've ever had. You had more people show up.
At what cost?
To me, yeah, it was everything. Mm-hmm. I lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about money. It's not about attendance. It's like I want to make sure I take care of the people who are performing. Sure, absolutely. That's top of the line. But the people that I've personally invited, it's to share those couple of days with them. That's what I care about.
It's a community.
Yeah.
And then you start, you know, breaking into like a festival sensation.
Yeah. I told Ryan, you know, he's kind enough to let me use a spot. And
that's symbiotic because he sells a lot, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
When they're there.
He does good with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a month or two ago, and he had done ask me about it a couple times. Are you going to do Porch Fest or not? We're going to leave so many weekends open in April. Mm. You need to pick. Are you going to do it?
Because he's got plans.
Yeah, people are asking.
He's blocking it off. Yeah.
Like, I want you to do it if you want to do it. I'm not forcing your hand, but you need to make up your mind. And that night, one of my biggest donors from New Orleans called. A donor from Michigan calls. One of the grant foundations that write Porch Fest grant. Hey, we haven't received your application.
Mm.
It's like
all these people checking on you.
That's because I wasn't going to do it. Are you going to do it or not? Well, this is the third call I've had like this, and it seems to be something that the community wants to have and wants to do. So let's do it.
Let's do it, and then you can go.
And I'm dialing it back, and I'm doing it like, you know, because ever since we've been at Munson's each year, I was like, I want to grow, I want it to grow, I want it to grow, I want it to grow. And now I'm like,
you got what you asked for.
I got it, and now I'm bringing it back.
Mm.
Because I don't want that.
Yeah.
Because it ain't no fun. Philip Sable, he always helps me with sound.
Mm.
And also, like, we'll get up there and we'll play in a makeshift band, the Groove Johnson, or some iteration of some kind of a blues music. And me and him got so heated and arguing amongst ourselves is, you know, I'm hard to piss off, but once I'm pissed off, I'm pissed.
Mm.
And I wanted to tell him to pack up his stuff and leave, and I wanted to tell him, I was like, you can get up there and play, but I ain't getting up there and playing with you.
Mm.
And it was my fault. He didn't do shit.
Yeah.
I was more mad at myself, but I was going to take it out on
you. Yeah, I'm going to displace this anger on you.
Yeah. And then when I was looking at all that, and I was like, it ain't worth losing the friendship over.
Yeah.
Hell no. Man, me and this guy have been working together for almost 7 years.
Yeah, been boys a long time.
Yeah, ain't worth throwing that away. But here we are again, getting ready for another Porch Fest, and he is not running sound for me this year.
Mm.
He is just performing.
I'm here to hang out and play.
And that's exactly what I told him.
Yeah.
That's what I want for you.
Yeah.
And if the sound is not as good because of it...
So what?
I don't give a fuck.
So what?
But you get this one off.
Yeah. So what? You just come hang out and enjoy and play.
Well, dude, anything else? What's been on your mind lately? What have you been working on?
Nothing, just music.
Music. Well, we'll do three more and we'll walk it on out of the door. I feel like I've been on my soapbox.
That's all right.
Stuff that's
been
on my mind.
You got to set them down where you can.
Yeah. But it's been on my mind, and I know you kind of feel the same kind of way about the arts as I do with it.
Yeah.
For those that would like to kind of keep up with you, if you do have any shows or anything coming as far, maybe posting a song, where could they find that?
I'm on Instagram. I think my handle is Missip Keys, MISSIPPKEYS.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can catch me at Banana Box or at the shop. Maybe you see me in the creek and don't trespass me. Be generous with your watershed. or just catch me around the way. If you got a gig you want me to play, just come shake my hand and ask me, and I'll do it.
Right on. Question two, with man getting in the creeks and looking for rocks, where is a place in the country you would like to go and spend some time looking, and like what would you be looking for? Because I know like it's a little different.
It's all different, man. I'd like to hunt a cave. I don't know what the laws regarding that are because we don't have those. Well, there are some in Alabama, but like I like to hunt in a cave. I say that in the ignorance. After I knew more about it, and like if it was copacetic, I'd like to hunt in a cave. I'd like to go to Missouri where they have these big, like, mammoth killers. Here, most of our points are, like, generally, like, 2.5-3 inches long. In Missouri, man, you get, like, 7-8 inches long. You get a daddy. So maybe there. Anywhere. I'd like to know the culture of all different those places and just go out and kick around a little while.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of like the things that you found. I mean, it's more than like fossils. Something. Sometimes it can be like pottery of somebody left behind. I mean, it could be anything.
Be all none of it. None of it's digging. It's all like
natural.
It's all natural, and there, you know, there's probably a bunch of different thoughts on it. But if it's in a creek or it's in a field, and I pick it up, it's saving it. If you dig it up, you're disturbing it. But if I left those things there, maybe they hit a rock or whatever. So. I like saving stuff, and then you put it in your living will that should you die, all that's bequeathed back to the tribes that created it. You just held it for a while.
Yeah, I had a cousin of mine. He's a good bit older than me, probably about twice my age, and he was always huge on this. Is after a huge farming community around here. Mm. And after a farmer would plow up a field, you know, he would catch them. After you get done plowing, and if you don't mind, would you mind if I came and walked it?
Mm-hmm.
Walked the rows just to see if anything turned up. And he never quite put it that good, but I know that's what he meant.
That's what he meant. He's out there just trying for it not to get broken.
Yep.
Yeah.
That checks out. Well, dude... let's wrap it up right there. I think that's a good part. John, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alan.
Let's have a steak.
Let's have a steak. Hell yeah, and some sprouts, baby.